Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. We need to address something here that we haven't talked about yet, but we think it's a good time to do it. Some folks listening to this show today won't know the name, but many of you will. We are on a station here in North Carolina, Rock 92, flagship station of this, and we're on a few other stations here and there of Two Guys Named Chris. A host who worked with Chris Dim for 9 years on here, 6 with Chris Dim, I believe.
Just 5, yeah.
5 with Chris Dim, but 9 overall, named Brad Krantz, passed away yesterday after a fairly lengthy battle and some really difficult health news that he's gotten in the past few years. And it was a real blow to us because he was a really true professional. I knew him when I worked in this building on another show, not nearly as well as Chris Dim.
Mm-hmm.
But he was always such a pro. I mean, I was in awe of him. I was in awe of him.
Oh, the same. I mean, I started working here at this company, and he was already a well-established morning show star.
Mm-hmm.
He and his partner Brad Krantz and Ralph Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're the cornerstone of this operation.
No doubt.
And they became stars. They became one of the top shows. They were outrageous. They were funny.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't coast.
Mm-hmm.
They were iconoclasts. They had fun. They were outrageous, and they were fantastic. And like you, I was in awe of
mm-hmm.
these guys
mm-hmm.
because Brad had worked in New York. He had worked in Boston. He had worked in big markets, and I was just a green
mm-hmm.
guy who loved the business, but was really inexperienced.
Absolutely.
So and Brad loved radio. He came up in a time when radio was a different form of media.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved it, and he hated BS. I mean, that was him, I think, in a nutshell. Hated. I can't say it on the radio.
He did.
But I might.
He did.
But he loved radio, and he was very good at it. And in the summer of 1991, Ralph departed. So it was a vacancy. And now I had filled in from time to time on other shifts in the building and had met Brad, and we got along okay. But I was always deferential to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally I would submit comedy ideas, goofy songs, fake commercials, fake characters, mm-hmm. Voices, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he would use them from time to time.
Right.
And after a couple of weeks went by with just one person doing the morning show, I said to Brad, would you consider me
mm-hmm.
for the opening? And I'll never forget what he said.
Mm-hmm.
What took you so long?
Really?
What took you so long? He took me under his wing,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, I was green,
yeah.
and I made mistakes,
yeah.
I made plenty of mistakes, but it was, in the early 1990s, the mid 1990s, radio was exhilarating.
Mm-hmm.
It was, we had extreme highs, we had depressing lows,
mm-hmm.
and we got to travel to some fun places. Radio was flush with cash back then. They would send us to Disney World to do the broadcast.
Yeah,
Universal Studios. Kelly, I know you've been on these tours.
I did those trips. Yeah.
You feel like the king for a day.
Yeah, it was a great time.
But
I think
he enjoyed the most was when we got a chance to go to Cleveland and broadcast from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because
mm-hmm.
he loved Ohio. He went to Ohio State University.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll proudly tell you that he went to the Ohio State University.
Yep.
And I could tell that he was pleased to show me Cleveland.
Good, yeah.
His favorite deli.
Right.
Where he went to camp. People that he knew from way back in the day before he was even in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great time. And in radio, as Kelly knows, Biggie, you know this too. I mean, you're dependent upon ratings and revenue. And if the numbers start to go in a bad direction, you're done. Brad has gotten fired from tons of jobs.
Yes.
And when the company let him go, I can't say how he found out, but he found out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've mentioned this before. He was going to be let go on a Friday after the morning show, which is pretty standard in the business. Today was your last day, turn in your key.
Right.
Brad snuck out of the building before the boss could fire him.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So he could come in one more day and say goodbye.
And he did.
Which he did. Monday. He was let go on like the Monday before Labor Day.
And then, I believe, the president of the company came in. And
right. I did not think it was real.
I didn't believe it either.
Kelly didn't believe it was real. Yeah. I didn't think it was real. Yeah. And Brad was like, this is it. Today's my last day. And
yeah.
I'm like,
how do you know? How did he know? He did know, though.
He did know.
And then the president of the company came in and did the unpleasant thing of letting him go.
But he did shake Brad's hand during the show.
Exactly.
That's when my stomach dropped.
Yeah.
And said, oh.
It's happening.
Yeah.
But he said, what a true gentleman. You know, he took it and he said his goodbye mm-hmm. on the air. I have memories of listening to Brad. And I met him after I listened to him. And he was unflinching, opinionated, and didn't back down from the opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And razor sharp wit.
Always the smartest guy in the room.
Unbelievably funny and smart, exactly. I was in awe of him. You know, I think I've told on here a couple of times. We had I had a few memories of Brad Krantz, who hosted this show for 9 years.
9 years, yeah.
I remember one time, I know we've told this before, but the circus was in town, and they didn't buy advertising on the radio station. But what they would do is they would send circus performers, like a clown or an acrobat or something, to come to the station. And so they thought, oh, we'll just go on, kind of kamikaze them and come in here and be on. And so there was this clown in the lobby. I was working for the station down the hall. And the clown came in as if he was going to be on the air.
Full makeup. Barnum and Bailey clown.
Brad Krantz cussed him out. Said, don't you think you're going to get on our effing air? You can spend one damn dime on our radio. Do you think you're going to come in here and be on? And that clown just like lowered his head.
His little flower wilted. Yeah.
His nose no longer honked.
No, the nose wouldn't honk.
And he had brought in like a big thing of chicken biscuits. And the host I was working with, Jack Murphy, also witnessed this and said, can you leave the biscuits?
Very Godfather-esque. Shoot the clown, yeah, take the biscuits.
Take the biscuits. And Brad just cursed him out.
Yeah.
And I just was like, my God. I mean, the man just walked the walk, and he didn't care, you know. He wasn't in fear of being fired. He'd been fired before.
You know?
And he would say things on the air that's like, he was what great radio hosts really are, polarizing. You know, many people hated him.
100%.
But still listened to him.
And he fought that fight.
To the
very end.
Yes.
I mean, he found a broadcast partner, mm-hmm. Britt Whitmire. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they just clicked. They were a perfect combination. Mm-hmm. And they had a successful run on the radio. I think they launched a podcast about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And, unfortunately, Brad's illness was just too serious for him to continue. And he tried heroic measures to get better, but he was just too sick. And
I hate it too.
Heartbreaking.
Only in his late 60s, too. Yeah. I mean, it's just really upsetting because Brad Krantz was an icon here in this market. I mean, people still, he's not been on the radio in this market for 20 years. He's done podcasts, of course, but he's still, people say to me, you know, whatever happened to Brad Krantz? Do you know Brad Krantz?
Oh, yeah.
This station's been on 40 years. He built it. I mean, in my mind, he built Rock 92,
sure,
which is here in this area. And the other thing is, when I was working, Kristen worked with him, knows him a lot better than I do. But when I was down the hall, sometimes we'd go out to lunch after the show, you know. And this is just how he was. You know, of course, you know what Brad also wasn't afraid to do when he was on the air? The first time I ever listened to him, I was on my way to college. And I was 18 years old, and we were driving up to Appalachian State. And I said, put it on Teeny Bop, you know, whatever it was, Teeny Bop 105.
I want to hear Debbie Gibson.
Exactly. And the other guys in the car were like, F you. Well, we were driving up together. He's like, well, Brad and Ralph. And I'd heard of it, but I'd never heard it. A little too in your face for my.
A little edgy for me.
And when I listened to it for like 2.5 hours on the drive up to Boone, he let, like, you could have silence. He didn't have to rush in and fill the silence.
That's a great point.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
He was not a broadcaster. He was a communicator.
Yes.
Yeah. He was unafraid of dead air, which is anathema to most DJs.
Exactly. And when I heard it and he did it, he would use sound clips and he would let there be dead air. And I remember even thinking at 18, this is different.
It is different.
And it was really entertaining. It was very entertaining and really well done. And he did that very well for a long time. So then years later, I worked with him, got to know him. We were out at lunch one time, Laredo's Neon Cactus.
Oh, man.
And here I am, 23, you know, trying to fill silence or whatever. And he didn't, you know, he just didn't suffer fools.
Mm-mm.
And that's what I was. And we're sitting there over a plate of salsa and Seinfeld is on. You know, it's just come on. It's like 1995. And I say to him, isn't it great? Jerry Seinfeld is the first stand-up comedian to have his own show. And Brad Krantz like, You ever hear Red Fox? Jesus Christ. Just rip me, you know, just schooled me.
More chips.
And I thought, I'm never just going to make mindless comments to him again.
Because he didn't suffer fools.
He's not going to
He never pandered.
Nope.
He was true to his own compass always.
You have to respect that.
And it's heartbreaking to hear, and people have been very, very kind and sent messages to emails. Mm-hmm. You know, our paths didn't cross physically a lot, but about 2 months ago, we had a great conversation.
Oh, good.
I'm very
good.
Grateful that I told him. I tried to let him know how much he literally changed my professional life. Without him, I'm not talking to you guys now.
100% mm-hmm. right. And a leader, a mentor, did it his way. And great respect.
Yeah, his family was, sincere condolences to the family. They were incredible. Mm-hmm. When I was single, working here, you know, in the 1990s, he would invite me to his house for Thanksgiving because mm-hmm. I had nowhere to go.
He's a good guy. Yeah. I really
Yeah, he had a gruff exterior, but he really was a good human.
He was a guy, I've told you this, you'd see him walking around, you know, shuffling his papers.
He had a Larry David vibe.
Very Larry David. And when I was 24, 25, I was like, look at old crotchety Brad.
Right.
And now, of course, people say, look at this crotchety old fool here walking
exactly.
around.
Maybe Brad would be proud of how crotchety you are.
Yeah. Maybe. I just like him very much and respect him very much. And it's a big loss for our community. I'll say this, too. I didn't know this until yesterday. Now, I found out from Chris M. He texted me and Biggie and B.B. Shea and Dave Aiken. And B.B. Shea texted back and said, you know, he said, I've heard the name. I don't know him. I mean, B.B. Shea's 38 years younger than Brad. But he said, I met him once, and he said, my real name is Pat McCrotch. That was Brad to B.B. Shea. Well, later, about an hour later, you don't know this, I got a text from Barry up in HR, and he said, I'm sure you've heard by now, Brad Krantz has died. And I texted Barry back and said, yeah, I heard him. Hour or two ago, and it's really sad. And Barry texted back and said, I only met him once. He said to me, my real name is Pat McCrotch. And then I went on Facebook and saw, and people were commenting, and three people said, I met him once.
I found out his real name
is Pat McCrotch. He was so funny. And he would say it so deadpan. And one more thing about him. Brad Krantz had like facial features. He could just do a look and you'd laugh. You know, thought he would just do something like look at you and be like, oh God, he's got me.
Yep.
He was a real unique personality and will really be missed. Yeah. And for Britt Whitmire, who's a friend of ours, he used to work in this building too. It's a big loss. You know, I saw him on Facebook yesterday too.
Just devastated. Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
It's awful. So we'll miss you, Brad.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can do you proud. You know, on our air here, but you built it. Brad Krantz built
this house.
Station, this house. Absolutely.